Today's episode is brought to you by Lufthansa. Time flies comfortably when you're enjoying every minute, every detail, and every little indulgence on your flight. Lufthansa. Nonstop you.
Amazon officially pulls off its very first commercial drone delivery.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York, and the behemoth that is Amazon continues to reach new heights, no pun intended, in the books. Its very first commercial drone delivery taking place near Cambridge in the UK. The company actually released a video Wednesday that shows a track the drone used to launch. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos took to Twitter this morning with the good news, saying simply, "First ever hashtag Amazon Prime Air customer delivery is in the books." Let's get more now from the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells. Hey, Georgia.
Hey.
So we're going to have to venture over to a rural corner of England to kind of set the scene here. This is where the plot unfolds next in Amazon's big saga of the drone. First customer delivery by drone in Cambridge in the UK. How did it go?
According to Amazon, it went really well. A customer in Cambridge ordered a Fire TV video streaming device and a bag of popcorn. And from the moment he clicks the order on the app, Amazon says it took 13 minutes for the drone to get from their warehouse to his house with the package.
And what was the distance there, I'm sorry?
So Amazon says it was several miles from the warehouse. They aren't more specific out of respect for his privacy.
Gotcha. So it finally happened. You know, there was a lot of buzz. It was 3 years in the making. Getting here wasn't easy. Let's backtrack and talk about some of the hurdles that stood in the way, regulatory hurdles. What did Amazon have to contend with?
Right. So different countries regulate drones differently, and the UK has been quite aggressive at not wanting to fall behind in this area.
Okay.
And so the UK regulators were willing to negotiate with Amazon about certain regulations, such as only flying within the line of sight of a drone operator. The UK was very flexible in working with Amazon to analyze what they were going to do and determine which rules they were allowed to be exempt from. And this is a contrast in the U.S. A lot of different people who are trying to do drone deliveries, like startups and different and larger companies, have been trying to push for similar exemptions, but the FAA has only allowed such flights on very limited experimental bases. And also in the U.S., there's much stricter regulations about flying over people and inhabited areas.
So you see right there all the regulation that kind of stood in the way, but there was also a lot of skepticism in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's several different buckets of the skepticism. One is just how practical will this ever be for urban environments? Because in urban environments, there's people everywhere, and it's harder to determine where exactly the package needs to go. And that's one area that these companies haven't shown or haven't publicly demonstrated very convincing solutions on how to solve this. Mm-hmm. And there's also just more kind of nuts and bolts logistical issues, like what will happen if drones are hacked, or what will happen if they lose power and fall to the ground, or what could the range be for these types of drones, given they're typically powered by batteries? And so many of the drones on the market that are powered by batteries can only go about a dozen miles. And so what will the range look like, and how much will that really help the logistical challenges of these companies?
That makes sense. And, you know, you mentioned the urban versus rural situation there. Do you think that that's what ultimately lit a fire under Amazon, was just, you know, because shipping costs really was a breaking point here, and shipping to rural areas apparently is not cheap.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not an expert in logistics and shipping, but Laura Stevens, who I wrote this article with, is. And she talks about how rural areas for these delivery and retailers, rural areas are their biggest challenge to conquer, because just for the driver who's going along delivering packages, it means that much more time between each stop, and you're still paying this driver to do their job. And so that was one of the reasons we believe that Amazon was interested in pursuing this drone delivery in a or in a rural area. And it also probably helps the case that doing drone deliveries in a rural area also means that you don't have to contend with the urban issues we talked about.
Mm-hmm. So now that we're off and running, that's a good sign, but there's still a lot to iron out, a lot that could go wrong. What kinds of logistical challenges are in place?
Amazon hasn't told us specifically, but you can guess that most companies in this space are certainly thinking about how to protect their drones and the software from hacking. Mm-hmm. And certainly, what if someone on the ground tried to use a BB gun, say, to shoot a drone? Or what if someone sees a drone making a delivery and is going to steal a package? Like, some of these are just very mundane problems that also plague issues with the regular packages that we've received, but just with drones, it might be something that we have to think about even more if there's not a person bringing the package to your doorstep.
We're talking Amazon's successful first drone delivery. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Talking to Georgia Wells. So, Georgia, Amazon kind of hits the finish line first as far as just getting that first drone delivery out there. But what other companies are on this drone bandwagon, and are they poised to follow suit anytime soon?
Right. So Google has been working on drone deliveries since 2012 when it formed a team to look at this. But there are indications that it's been struggling with the design of this drone. And there are other companies as well, many smaller ones. There's a startup called Flirty that has been testing delivering Domino's pizzas in New Zealand. So that sounds like a tasty test.
Yeah.
And also UPS earlier this year partnered with a startup to do a test of delivering medicine to an island off the coast of Boston. And so that was an example of using drones to reach specifically out-of-the-way, hard-to-reach areas.
Okay, interesting. So will Amazon be doing more tests in the coming months? How will they progress from here?
Mm-hmm. Amazon says that they're using these tests to gather data and also to see what's working. And if it's successful, they will be working with the UK regulators to look for ways to expand to dozens and then ultimately hundreds of customers.
Very good. Georgia Wells, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Tanya.
Once again, we've been speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells. That wraps up this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.